the Intentional Living Podcast, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and challenge to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Glad you could join us today for Intentional Living's podcast. This is Brenda. We're going to talk about how to manage worries and concerns in this session. Life is filled with worries and concerns, and often circumstances beyond your control arise. There's so much to address and manage: responsibilities, relationships, careers, home and property, events. Each day is packed. And now with the coronavirus, there's even more to be concerned about. How do you handle such a load and not become a bundle of nerves? How do you live a healthy, balanced life with so much on your plate each day? Have you learned how to manage your load and your heart? Do you take regular inventory to better apply your resources with wisdom? And here's the best question for you. Have you learned to listen to God, who has promised to never leave you, to give you wisdom, and to be your dearest friend through it all? Jesus has a portion that he does to help you manage worries and concerns that come up in life. He said the most intriguing thing when he was on earth. It's now a famous comment, but when he said it, he gave his disciples the inside scoop, and at the same time, he exposed his true identity. What he said has all kinds of secrets tucked up inside it. The first secret: he is exactly who he claims to be. Second secret: he indicates that he knows the future. Another secret: if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, which is a choice that every individual can make, then Jesus promises guidance. And an additional secret: he guarantees intimate involvement in your life. Yes, even friendship. And there's a final practical secret wrapped up in what he said. He provides help, answers, how to do it tips, partnership, and companionship. You are not alone. Jesus strongly suggests that he has already put a path in front of you, and you don't have to be afraid. The guarantee that is under his comment: all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. From Matthew 28, verse 18. So, what did he say? What was Jesus' comment? This is what he said: in this world, you will have troubles, but take heart. I have overcome the world. From John 16, verse 33. I challenge you to spend just a little bit of time with this simple claim that Jesus made. You will find every secret that I mentioned tucked inside that statement. All help starts in God. He holds things together. God loves you so much. He can be trusted, even in very difficult and scary times. You know, there's a whole realm of realities that are far greater than what you and I can see. That realm is God's realm. And to whoever puts their trust in Jesus, not only does he promise eternal life, but he also promises help in each day's problems. He promises wisdom, companionship, and a good path. God keeps his promises. So we've talked a little bit about what Jesus' portion is in helping you manage worries and concerns, but you have a portion too. And of course, the reality of living a successful life does mean healthy practices each day for you to carry out. You can know what Jesus said and still not handle worries and concerns well. Living successfully starts by believing Him so strongly that you get going and you do certain things. If you take up your portion, you will begin to exercise critical life practices. You will also have peace and hope, even if things unravel all around you. So let's get to it. What is your portion? I'm going to read a list of, maybe 10 things. We're going to talk about those things, and you're going to find that as you carry these 10 out, that you are empowered to have a lot of say in being a healthy person. In fact, these strokes will actually help you to manage your worries and your concerns. So here's your portion. Number one, reach back to God with all your heart. Instead of trying to figure it all out and fix it, simply trust Him and proactively obey Him. Number two, practice gratitude in your troubles and concerns. Anxieties are the fertile ground where God can grow peace. Give your worries to God. He loves you so much. Why not love Him back? Number three, set healthy boundaries in all areas of your life. That includes things like time, finances, energy, friendships, and endeavors. Anyone who does not set boundaries in their life really doesn't understand the value of boundaries. Number four, develop a simple, practical plan without too many moving parts that will help you manage your life. Resolve to implement your plan. That includes getting up on time, getting adequate rest, starting tasks that you really don't like to do so you can get them done first, things like that. Number five, be hard on yourself in the right way to eliminate perfectionistic tendencies. Number six, eliminate every trace of laziness, yet do take rest breaks in your work. Number seven, choose to be content no matter what your circumstances. And notice that I use the word choose because it is a choice. Number eight, exercise kindness to others and to yourself. Number nine, practice sincere cheer even when you feel down. Cheer is also a choice. You can affect the atmosphere of your home, your office, and your friendships with an even-tempered, balanced demeanor, even when you're under pressure, rather than being moody. And number 10, listen to God's Spirit as He gently guides you through all of the details of your life. You see, God is invested in details. So as we come to the conclusion of today's podcast, I guess we could focus on the fact that it really is common to feel overwhelmed. You may be disappointed at how things have turned out, and global threats really don't help much. Perhaps you're tempted to give up. Please don't. Instead, trust Jesus's comment, and then practice the action steps that we mentioned today. You can manage life's overwhelming worries and concerns. Of course, it starts with Jesus' portion. Park yourself there in His portion firmly. And then pick up your portion and get going. Remember, what you practice is what you become. And that includes what you choose to believe, what you allow to stay in your thoughts, how you carry yourself, what indulgences you take, and what you actually do. Here are some good questions that you can ask yourself as you consider how to manage worries and concerns. Do you believe Jesus' portion enough to trust and obey Him? Have you identified your portion and what those strokes look like in your everyday? What do you need to change? What is your plan? Have you prayed for wisdom? God loves you and He wants you to succeed. He knows how to help you manage worries and concerns. So why not take His comment seriously? Here it is again. In this world, you will have troubles. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Thanks for joining us today, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with the Intentional Living Podcast. Visit the Intentional Living website at www.intentionallivingministry.org, your web-based home for resources and articles to help you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on the Intentional Living email list and get a free ebook on how to get into God's Word with a super busy life. Brenda's prayer is that you will grow in grace and strength to live your daily life in God's power.